on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, 12/09/11. And later this hour, we're going to meet Katrina, who is our Christmas star of the day. I don't know if it's Katrina Smith, Katrina Jones. She goes by Katrina. I guess that's, we know who Mariah is. If you mention that name, she wouldn't have to use her last name. That is the case with so many stars today. At any rate, that's coming up later on in this hour, as we always, this is a tradition we've started doing during the month of December, a conversation and focusing on some of the music of some of these new artists or artists that you may not know who come up with great Christmas music. So between now and Christmas Day, we do that on the Good Day program. I continue my broadcast from Israel. Jennifer is actually off today. Richie is off today. So it's you and me against the world. I don't know if it's against the world. I found myself having quite an enjoyable time. Some of the people who are on this trip with me are wonderful folks, and the places that we've been going, the stories that we've been telling to each other, and I've been telling to you on the air about experiences here, things to see here, things to understand. It's really pretty interesting, and I say this as advisedly and lovingly as possible. I feel like, and maybe it's just because the syndrome is when you buy a red car, you start noticing everybody else who's buying a red car. So being here in Israel, it seems like there's a lot of news from Israel this week. Mrs. Clinton has said this. President Obama has said that. There are problems. Yesterday, there were some bombs here. A couple of Palestinians were killed in some fashion. And so there were some rockets that were shot by the Palestinians into southern Israel. Just every day there's something going on here. And again, maybe I'm focused on it because I'm actually here. But it's a fantastic place to come. A great, wonderful learning experience, and we'll try to bring some people to you as we go through the day today. I'll be here on Monday as well, back in New York on Tuesday, but this certainly has been a worthwhile experience for me, and I hope the stories that you're getting from here as we mix them with the regular things that we do on the air has been helpful and entertaining for you. One of the things that I find interesting is understanding how we eat. You and your habits, what you eat, how much you eat, where you go to eat, where you buy your food, that sort of thing. I've been comparing and contrasting. I wish I had my friend Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, who, by the way, today posts at DougSteffen.com in our Better Living box how to find yourself in a place where you can use the farm better, how you can find the farms locally, how you can go find the food that you want and bring it home. It's sort of the farm-to-fork process. And I think that that's a good tie-in with a lady that we're going to talk to now. Dr. Heidi Fleiss-Lawrence is with us. She's a well-known chiropractor and nutrition expert here in Israel. And I'm sure, Dr. Lawrence, that you get a lot of kidding about your name. Heidi Fleiss is a well-known, rather infamous person in America. You know that, right?
Well, when I lived in New York and was practicing in Manhattan, the news broke out. I was 7 months pregnant. Channel 9 was at my office immediately. It was in all the papers. And then, only then, I found out that she actually is a distant relative.
No kidding. With the same
name.
I've
spoken to her on the phone. Yeah.
But that's kind of, you did. You met her on the phone. And what kind of conversation did you have with her?
Well, her dad is a doctor in L.A., and I'm friendly with him. We were hiking together. I was in Nevada. I called her. She actually talked about the Holy Land, as a matter of fact, that she would love to take a trip here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all apropos to your being here.
I guess you're right about that. I find that with a lot of Jewish families, the names are similar. Avi is a common name. Most every family has a boy that's Avi, and Josie, and there's a lot of Tonys. I've run across a lot of them while I've been here. It seems that Heidi is a familiar female name as well, is it not?
Here? I don't know any other Heidis in Israel, actually.
Hey, I've come across a couple since I've been here this week. Isn't that interesting? What's the most common female name? Yeah, it is, isn't it? What are you?
Name that's common? Oh,
yeah.
Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Yael. They're very popular names. Biblical names.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah.
Biblical names, right, yeah.
Yeah,
what brought you from New York? Why did you decide to move to Israel?
I love that question because every time I retell the story, I can hear something different. We left because we had two kids. My husband was ready to live somewhere else. We didn't know where. So we did something really crazy and fun. We packed up our stuff, 13 bags of luggage, sent our car to Spain, and began a six-month journey till we got to Israel. That kind of was a destination for Rosh Hashanah, to really leave our land, leave familiarity, and see what we're about, where we want to be. And it was quite extraordinary. And we arrived in Israel on a ship from Cyprus to Haifa. And it was really remarkable, something I can still feel today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in May 96.
1996. So you've been here 15 years. Do you have more children?
I do. I have two more sons.
Two more sons.
Mm-hmm. I have four kids. Three boys and a girl. Mm-hmm.
I am continuing to be. I've been here four times in my life since the year 2000. And the reason I come back is because when I'm invited, I am. Most people know that I'm pretty enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, I think I've become more enthusiastic being here. I'm not Jewish, but I find the history here. I find the people enthralling, the way people live here and why they come here. There are more and more Americans who are doing as you have done. I met a fellow named John Medved last night, whose brother happens to be a well-known talk show host in America, who came here, and the story is, I don't know if you know him or not, but it's a similar story to yours, and I've met more and more people, dozens of them, in fact, who seem to want to move here.
What I left out was a very strong piece of practicing and living in Manhattan was I felt the absence of something. It wasn't material, it wasn't physical, I just knew something was missing, and I pursued many things from, you know, very involved in activities and sports and work and organizations and people's lives, and something wasn't there. And I think spurred on by my mother's death and actually the question of what is death and deciding that the word spirit was to become part of my vocabulary. And as a Jew, I wanted to understand death from a Jewish perspective. It really freed me in the paradox of death, of the loss, the freedom to pursue. And I think that enabled the wings to kind of leave what was familiar and come here.
Mm-hmm.
And being here, I've never felt that again. Absolutely never felt that absence. And as a chiropractor and working with people in a very deep way, I thought about this radio show for an instant earlier. And what came to me was that the word relationship has a very different meaning, it seems, here in Israel. Maybe you feel that. You know, when God made creation, it was to be in relationship with creation. And people, community here, is so present. When I was in America this summer, I was at a seminar, and people were really saying what they feel missing in their life is community. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that's all we have here.
Yeah.
Other.
Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting, because I'm a farm guy. And my farm community is very important to me, but I'm in an area where the farm hasn't been respected for a long time. It's becoming more respected now. What we grow, what we eat, that's in a very important part of my life, and I know it is yours as well. And so as I hear your words, I'm becoming sort of retrospective myself. Why is it that we have so many things breaking down in America? I mean, Israel is far from perfect. There are plenty of problems here. And some of them are enormous. There are the same. Unemployment is not a problem here like it is at home, but there are a lot of people who don't make a lot of money. There are a lot of poor people here, and that's something that, you know, we all have to deal with in one way, shape, or form.
The overall level of wellness, if you can quantify, and happiness, is quite tremendous. I mean, you see the way things here, even from the non-religious, revolve around Shabbos. There's always a preparation and a motion towards something, which gives meaning and purpose in life, which is a big, big part of what happiness is really about, that pursuit. People matter. You know, when you think about elderly people here, they're cared for. People have other. The power of love is really present. Can you hear me? There's a beep on my end.
No, I can hear you very well. I'm interested in your talking about family, because that was one of my observations. Some of the people that I've gotten to know either families live all in the same building, or they live within 2 minutes of each other, and they're in touch with each other all the time, which I think is a perfect way to live.
It's very true. I mean, they're not all those nuclear families. There's a little separation, which is healthy. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly a reaching out all the time, and people feel it. And, you know, you asked about food. What comes to mind there is that we have a relationship with the land here. God created land. God created the waters. And what we eat from our land, the native foods, we make that really a big deal, the dishes. That people come here and they say, oh, my God, you eat cucumber and tomato for breakfast? And then they'll say, it tastes like real tomato. It tastes like real cucumber. There's a flavor to the food that's real. It comes from here. We work the land.
Yeah. I was at a wine tasting last night of Israeli wines, and I'm no wine connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. But I had three or four, not glasses, but certainly sips from different glasses of wine that I could appreciate and enjoy. And it has to do with the quality of the land as much as anything else. I'm going to ask you to hold on for a couple of minutes. We'll continue our conversation. Dr. Heidi Fleiss-Lawrence, we're going to talk about more specific types of foods in Israel and how they compare to what we eat in the United States. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. through Saturday, 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a VPR or a valued item purchase. Exclusion applies to Toys R Us to the
Following us on Twitter, are you? That's not a bad thing to do. It's, I think it's at Doug Steffen. We have Facebook connections, facebook.com/Good Day Show or Doug Steffen. DougSteffen.com is a good connection point, as is 800-510-TALK. We'll continue with Dr. Heidi Fleiss-Lawrence on nutrition in Israel and America. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. GuyCoHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Spirit, that's what I'm sensing lately. It's starting to congeal, the holiday spirit. Is that a terrible way to put it?
That's what you want your holiday spirit to do, to congeal.
It's starting to coagulate. Yeah. It's starting to thicken.
Yeah, like blood or...
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that was terrible. Forget I said that. It's starting to rain down upon us like lava. Everyone's getting in the holiday spirit.
Sure.
Washington getting into the holiday spirit? Yeah, today the White House held its annual Hanukkah celebration. Isn't that nice? Yeah. It was a traditional Jewish ceremony, except for the part where it was hosted by a black man from Hawaii. The only part.
Mazel.
Dr. Heidi Fleiss-Lawrence is here with us on Good Day. She is a well-known chiropractor and nutritionist here in Israel. I wanted to have a little comedic action there. Hanukkah isn't until the 20th, I think. Hanukkah is pretty close to Christmas this year. And so, but the White House always does have some sort of a Hanukkah celebration. I thought that Conan sort of aptly gave it a little tickle. Mr. Obama's not as highly thought of over here as I think he once was. And that's not the reason for our conversation with Dr. Lawrence. Actually, I was looking at the seven species of foods as they are described here governmentally. We used to have the food pyramid. Remember when you were in America, the food, the government wanted to have everybody know what it thought were the important things for you to have in your nutritional calendar, and they had this food pyramid, and now it's been changed to the food plate or the circle of food, whatever. It's a bunch of foolishness, you know, the government getting involved in too much stuff. But over here, how do you, when you're talking nutrition with your clients or in general, would you explain what the seven species of food are and how they are either similar or different from what we would be following or pursuing or ought to be pursuing in America?
That question is challenging, actually, because I don't. Even though I live here, I don't come from the point of view that the seven species are going to heal you, that you must eat them every day, they should be a part of your diet. I work very uniquely, so that means each individual that comes with nutritional questions or the concept of nutrition approaches in their healing, because food matters. I'll discuss what the needs are of that individual. Now, it is true that the seven species all have their own unique healing properties, whether it's actually to be eaten or to be put on the skin, to be used as a salve, to be used as a drink for their antioxidant properties, for the omega fatty acids, for the alkaline properties, but I could not tell you that I advise patients to be eating the seven species. I think there are specials. I think there are many books.
Yeah. The thing we stay away from in America now, especially with this gluten-free craze that's going on, the wheat is a no-no, but other grains are important. Barley here, just so people know, we're talking about the seven species of foods that are, at least by some, embraced. Wheat, barley, grape, fig, pomegranates, olive oil, and dates. There is no meat. This is not a big meat-eating society, is it, Heidi?
Depends what family you go to Shabbos for. Shabbos is the time that meat will be on the table. I've been a vegetarian since I'm 14, so it's not in mine. But my husband is a meat smoker, meat roaster.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can get amazing kosher meats here and make them taste as you like.
How do you deal with that, though? How do you teach your children? If you have one point of view and your husband has another, what are the children following?
Well, I repeat that I'm quite unique in my approach. And you know that there are many different food diets recommended, from your blood type to color foods to whole, to eating only raw, to eating only juiced. And I understand the importance of each and everybody's lives at different times, at different seasons, and different illness and different wellness, different ages. But my children actually have morphologically meat-eating faces. So I started them as vegetarian, but reality is they do better with meat.
How does one recognize? That's an interesting and intriguing. We only have a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, you have to look at the jaw. The jaw can give it away. Obviously, biting into and having to chew meat off bone implies a certain kind of musculature and the shape of the chin. So where I have actually a vegetarian, which is also a type A, according to blood, which is vegetarian, I eat accordingly.
So you need to do a little... Yeah, I think there are more and more people who are practicing, as you're suggesting, back in the States. But I knew that you had an unusual approach to either keeping people healthy or healing through food. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to talk with you. Have you got a website? Where can people go if they are in America, wherever they are? Because this program is heard all around the world, in fact.
Okay,
where can people go?
I'm so off computer. However, I have a husband who really cares, and he did make me a website.
Good.
I haven't even seen it, but he did. So it must be my name. It must be Heidi B. Fleiss, or Dr. Heidi B. Fleiss. Yes.
F-L-I-E-S-S.
F-L-E-I-S-S.
F-L-E-I-S-S.
I-S-S.
Okay, well, we'll do a little research. As a matter of fact, right now, the crack staff that I have here in Israel is going to see if they can find your website. In the meantime, you have enlightened me a lot. You are delightful. It's very pleasant talking to you. You have a nice way about you, and I'll bet that's very healing with the people that are your clients and patients. Dr. Heidi Fleiss Lawrence with some interesting ideas about food and healing and life here in Israel, which is what our visit is all about. Half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Am I ready? What am I ready for? Ready to continue the conversation here on Good Day. In a few moments, we're going to meet Katrina, who's our Christmas star of the day. I find it interesting to look over some of the issues that are big here in Israel and then some of the issues that are big at home, just from, an observer's point of view. At home, usually we have a lot of politics in the discussions that are on conversation radio. We've got the usual stuff about the Occupy Wall Street. I wish they would come up with something better than it, because it's not really what it is. However, that's how it gets started. But there are these occupiers all over the world now. I told you earlier in the week when I first, as a matter of fact, Monday, coming over to the radio studio here, we went by the central part of Jerusalem, and there are tents all over this big park that's there. And when I said to my host, Avi, what's the story? He said, oh, those are all occupiers. And you know what's happened to the rest of the Middle East. It's been kind of an interesting thing to see. Actually, this movement start over here and then go back to the States and then come back over here. And there are plenty of other places. Apparently, there are some of this sort of protesting going on in China, although they're not going to get as far with it over there as they have everywhere else. But, you know, you can only put the bottle, keep the cap on that bottle for so long, and then the cap pops off and everything comes through that thin neck, and you see and hear what people are really thinking, which I think is very cool. The Blagojevich sentencing this week at home, 14 years, a lot of people thought he should have gotten more, but it brought around something. I heard a discussion that I thought was very pertinent to this, and that's the naivete mixed with arrogance and almost immaturity of some of our politicians. And I thought, you know, that's right on. There are so many people who are running for office that seem extraordinarily immature. You want somebody to be president or vice president or somebody to be congressman or senator that is mature. And yet you look at some of these people and how they approach some of the problems, the things they do after they get out of office. How stupid is Corzine that he got caught for stealing like $1 billion worth of funds from people that invested in his investments? Wow. And then this Plan B discussion about the morning after pill and whether or not it ought to be available over the counter. That ought not to be, but yet it becomes a political discussion, something that would take a lot of time. I actually haven't had time to delve into some of these issues this week, being over here in Israel, but that's one that's worth some time, and I'm thinking that issue isn't going to go away. Post office problems, another big deal. The sorts of things, there are lots of sort of quasi-government agencies here in Israel. Government isn't quite the same. There is much attention on the Knesset and the 120 members of the parliament that are there, and bureaucracy. There are certain bureaucracies here that have gotten out of control, not as badly as at home, but the environmental people over here are very influential and noisy, I would say. And I think, to a point, I understand what the concerns are, because they have precious few resources. There are 8 million people here, maybe close to 9 million, and there's very little land, about the size of the state of New Jersey, actually a little smaller than that. So they have to protect and make use of every single ounce of land. And they do grow great food. The crops that are here, the fruits and vegetables, are delightful. You heard Dr. Lawrence talking about cucumbers and tomatoes for breakfast. I've had cucumbers and tomatoes for breakfast and dinner every day since I've been here. And just that kind of stuff. I love good fruits and vegetables, great apples here. And as I said, I went last night with a group of the people that I've met while I have the group of actors that are over here, sort of connected to the same tour that I'm with, sponsored by Voices in America. And we have actually had quite a good time. Last night we went to a wine tasting, we went to a little Waffle House, and among the people who are in the group is Mary Lynn Reitzig, who is the Reitzkamp, who is Chloe on 24, and 24 is a big program here in Israel. And we went into this little waffle place with Greg Grunberg as well on the trip, and he's been in a lot of episodic television shows and movies, and he already knows who he is, and so you kind of get into that mood, which is just fun. Everybody's having fun with it, and you find out a lot about values in that circumstance. What do people like, younger and older people? It's just kind of neat to have had this experience. But anyway, I went into this little waffle place. It was like the size of a closet, and we had the yummiest waffles. They make them with the vanilla on them and chocolate on them, all kinds of things. So we were, Grunberg and I were chopping them up and feeding them to everybody, and they were just, I could have eaten a whole plate. It was like a pizza. Yum, yum, yum. So at any rate, the understanding of what's going on here culturally, the pressures from the various other countries that are around here, and the changes that are so dramatic in the Middle East, they're all part of the educational process, which I'm enjoying having. And I'm sure the stories will continue for months, the things that I picked up while I'm over here. You can check out some of the stuff. We have some pictures at DougStephan.com, including a picture that was taken last night of me standing next to a sign. Actually, Greg took the picture. It says deep, and I can't say the word on the air. It begins with an S and ends with a T, and there's four letters in it. And we were thinking of putting that up on my farm website, and wondering whether I have the courage to do that. I think over here it's called chutzpah, right? If I got the chutzpah to put that up on my website, we'll see. I'll think about it over the weekend. Meanwhile, we meet Katrina in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Get the gift of big savings at the PetSmart Great Gift Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your PetPerks card. Save 20% on all Whisker City cat furniture, and save 40% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, select tropical fish are 2 for $3. Don't miss these great gift deals and more. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 9th to the 11th.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! It's for less than Office Max, like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices just from 12:10.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to SuperiorWater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water, you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. through Saturday, 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be a vehicle or a valid item purchase. Exclusions apply. This is Toys R Us for today.
Stations call her the new artist to watch as Katrina with her latest single called Shame on Me. It's not a Christmas song, but she does have one of those just out, and you can get it free by visiting her website, Katrina Music, one word, katrinamusic.com, Katrina with a K, K-A-T-R-I-N-A music.com. She started her career when she appeared on Star Search. God love you. Ed McMahon was one of the most wonderful. What did you think, Katrina, when you were on Star Search? What was that experience like?
Hi, Dad. Thanks for having me. You know, sure. Being on Star Search was one of the most amazing experiences and some of the most fun I had as a kid. And you're right. Ed McMahon really was one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. And I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do that. It was so much exposure. It was great fun. And also getting a chance to get to know some other young children that had the same interests as myself. It was really fun.
Yeah, how old were you, Katrina, when you were on Star Search?
I was 11 years old when the show started for me, and halfway through the taping, I turned 12, so I got to have a birthday celebration in the middle of all that, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, huh. So did you win your category when you were on Star Search?
I won. I won 7 shows straight, and someone that I competed against and defeated was Aaliyah. She was an amazing artist. It's sad that she's gone, as she contributed so much to the musical community.
Mm-hmm. And so now that you've moved into, have you been singing consistently since you were 11 years old professionally?
You know, I wasn't singing consistently professionally throughout. Shortly after Star Search, I stopped singing. Things got a little intense, and I just wanted a chance to be a kid. And, you know, when you're that young and you have that kind of attention and notoriety, it's kind of hard, especially when you want to be able to have some freedom. I was just about to turn 13, and my parents would not let me out of their sight. But I never stopped loving music, and I was always involved in it one way or another, even though I ended up going to law school, and I got a master's in entertainment and media law as well. But I always had my hand in music in one way or another, because when you love something that much, you don't just stop loving it.
No, you don't. So yeah. How do you use that law degree, the entertainment media law degree? What do you do? Are you practicing that in addition to singing professionally?
You know, I made a decision about 2.5 years ago to go back to music 100%, because it's not really something that you can do straddling both worlds. So I was working about 100 hours a week at the law firm at that time.
Wow.
And I know it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I started moonlighting, I guess you could say. So Friday nights and over the weekends, I would go into the studio and work on this movie project, some songs for the soundtrack. And all my coworkers would have big plans with the family or hot dates, and I'd be running straight to the studio. But when the project was finally released, I don't know who it was, but some random person posted a bunch of my old Star Search episodes, and there began to be this wave, and I thought, you know, I think this is the time to go back. If I don't do it now, I don't know if I'll ever get another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happened.
Isn't it amazing how the virility, if that's the right word, virility of viral nature of the internet and things that might be posted on YouTube by whomever, most of the time they're good, and so that's it's good quality connection, and sometimes they're not so good. But how people find out about it, and how this is, I was, not to be a name dropper, but last night I was here, I'm in Israel this week doing the program, so I don't know if you know the actor Greg Grunberg, but he's here with me, or I'm with him, and a group of people who are going around, and we went into a waffle hut. We went actually into a little winery and had a wine tasting, and so he posted that he was Twittering that he was at this winery, and he has like 1.5 million following. His Twitter page has got like 1.5 million followers. So this little hole-in-the-wall wine shop now becomes the after somebody like that tweets about it, and I would say probably the same thing happens with you and so many other people, it has a life of its own. Things, information, bits and pieces of stories or songs or videos have a life of their own using this new media. It's extraordinary.
It is quite overwhelming and amazing, and especially when you're able to channel something like that and use it for good.
Yes.
And you use it as a tool to reach out and to communicate and to share. And it is really fascinating to see how people share things on the internet via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And it also makes it really easy to connect with the people that you want to connect to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's fun.
Yeah, it gets to be a bit much when you see these people who are addicted to the phones and they're on them all the time, texting back and forth. I think that's kind of is rude and annoying to a point. If you use it and it doesn't get in the way of regular conversation or relationships, I think that's okay. I want to go back to you and who helps you produce your music. Are you writing your own songs now, or do you have other people? Yeah, what are you writing?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
I am writing my own music. I have co-writers, which I think is a good thing because you kind of reel each other back in and give each other feedback, and you can say, this is great, this stinks, keep that, scratch that. I was blessed enough when I first quit law to work with a gentleman by the name of Josh Sklar, who was Etta James's musical director for about 20 years, not to drop names.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then shortly after that, I mean, we wrote about, I don't know, 30 songs together in a short period of time. But it was very bluesy, and I liked that, but I was really wanting to make a pop record. And that's when I hooked up with Val Garay. Name dropping again, sorry.
Sorry, no, please go ahead.
And he actually introduced me to a gal by the name of Bonnie Hayes. Bonnie's written a bunch of hits for the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Cher, Bette Midler, people like that. And Val, I don't know if you know anything about Val's history, but he's worked with almost everyone under the sun and moon, from Neil Diamond to Sarah Brightman, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton. Amazing people. I mean, the list is a laundry list of people that he's worked with over the years. And so when he and I met, he said, you know, Katrina, I've been getting to know you. I've checked out your style. I really think we need to write all the songs together, and I want to write them with you. And it was just a surreal thing for me to be sitting in that room with those two people that had already worked with so many people who had shaped me musically as I was developing and growing up and growing as an artist.
So it's cool that you have that connection. All right, here's what I'm going to do. We have about a minute left. I'm going to have Michael play your version of Santa Baby, and what you have offered to people who would go to your website at katrinamusic.com. It's all one word, begins with a K. katrinamusic.com is a free download of this song. This and the other music that you have is going to move up the charts, and people are going to be downloading it, but you're offering this free to your fans. Stop by the website, katrinamusic.com, her version of Santa Baby. Nice to have you here, and continued success, Katrina. You sound like a lovely woman.
Thank you, Doug. You rock, and I love your show, and I hope you're having fun in Israel.
Yes, I am. All those things I say yes to. Thanks again.
Santa Baby, just slip a puppy under the tree. Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby.
You have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Israel. The technology tailor is here, Better Living with Doug, and a way for you to sort of find a common ground with all the technology today. Alex has a great way about him. He's good at synthesizing a lot of information and making it easy to understand. That's why I like having him here. Should you buy new technology during these pre-Christmas sales, or should you wait till after the holiday for the sales then? That's a great question, because a lot of times, especially if you're getting something, why wouldn't you want to say to somebody, okay, I'm getting this for you and the price will be better after the holidays? There's a practical approach to it, but maybe you don't have to wait. Alex Goldfain, who is the technology tailor, will tell you why you ought not to stress out over what you're trying to get before Christmas, so that should be a hint. He's up next here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A lot of people have been asking me about the right time lately. When's the right time to buy technology? Won't there be a new version soon? Now, this applies especially to Apple's iPad, but also to other technologies like digital cameras and televisions. Of course, there will be a new version soon. There always is. But the good news is, you can always sell the last version. So, if you want an iPad now, but are worried about a new one launching in the spring, Buy what you want today and rest assured that you'll sell it without any problem on Craigslist or eBay. There's a very active market for popular secondhand technology. The reason is that there are a lot of students and young professionals who'd rather not pay full price for the new version. And frankly, I think that's pretty smart. The used technology market is probably more active than the used car market. So, go shopping, be peaceful, why deny yourself? I'm Alex Goldfein.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a $50 or valued item. Purchase exclusions apply. This is first last of the day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Some other interesting news from the world of technology. Twitter apparently has announced this week a massive redesign. Twitter hopes to make the use of their Twitter facility less confusing for new users. I will tell you that this week, while I've been in Israel, I have tried to understand. As a matter of fact, I was on it with a couple of our new friends trying to get a little tutorial on using it, and it's kind of confusing for new listeners, but as I have said many times to people, I acknowledge and learn new technology as I find it necessary, and I think now is the time for me to start using Twitter a little bit more, certainly use enough Facebook. By the way, Facebook, in one of the Israeli newspapers this week, there's a story about Facebook unmasking police who live in illegal structures. Facebook warning various governmental groups. This is a new phenomenon here in which concerned citizens are using Israel's police Facebook page to report officers who are living in substandard or illegal buildings, unauthorized buildings. I find that fast. And the fact, I don't know if in America, whether we have anybody's noted, you might want to check this out. I'm going to look at it right now, whether police departments in general are on Facebook. Are police departments on Facebook? Can you imagine the New York City police on Facebook, or the Boston police, or Los Angeles police, or Tiffin, Ohio's police on Facebook? That's pretty bizarre.